You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. We're opening our broadcast service with the selection, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
My love is dear.
The victory that the group was singing about is victory over sin. Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and came into this sin-sick, sin-benighted world to destroy the works of the devil. And into every heart that Jesus is permitted to enter, that's exactly what he does. And he gives us victory to live a Christian life. Father, we thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world. We're thankful for the supreme sacrifice that he made to free us from the prison house of sin. And we're thankful that we have the opportunity of presenting his gospel on this broadcast today. And we're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany our service and make it a blessing to each one in the congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the Christian's apparel. And our text of scripture is found in Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. And we will read down through verse 17. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also You are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. In the first part of this chapter, Colossians chapter 3, we note a number of things that Paul speaks of that are necessary for living the Christian life. In verses 1 through 4, we are exhorted to seek those things which are above, to set our affection on things above, that we will be dead to the world and to the things of the world. And in verse 8 through 10, Paul instructs us to put off some things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of our mouths, lie not one to another. And of course, we do these things when we become a Christian. That is done in putting off the old man and putting on the new man. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. As we look at our text today, we will examine what we are to put on. First, verse 12 describes how we are to treat others. Kindness. Love suffereth long and is kind. And be ye kind one to another, even as Christ is forgiven you, so give ye one another. The elders of Israel were told by Rehoboam, after Solomon had died, and they came to him and complained about how Solomon had taxed them so heavy and almost made slaves out of them. They came to Rehoboam, who had become king over Judah, and Jeroboam had become king over the northern tribes called Israel. And they said to Jeroboam, or to Rehoboam rather, if you will be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. 2 Chronicles chapter 10 and verse 7. However, Rehoboam refused to take the advice of the elders, and he turned to the younger, and they urged him to increase the burden of the people and not decrease it as they were acting. And that's what really caused the kingdom to be divided. And all he had left was Judah and Benjamin, and the other tribes came under the rule of Jeroboam. So by his refusing to speak kindly unto the people and show kindness to them, he divided the kingdom. However, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So we read in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 23, I will dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. Isaiah 57 and 15. God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So we read in James chapter 4 and verse 6. Now the next thing we notice here in this 12th verse is meekness. gentleness, mildness, and meekness is part of the fruit of the Spirit that we read of in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 23. A meek and a humble spirit is indeed a prize for a person to have, a good thing they must. And these are, we're talking now about things that we are to put on. So we're not only to put on humility, but we're to put on meekness. And the next thing mentioned here in verse 12 is long-suffering. Long-suffering is being patient, and it's forbearance. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. So we read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2. Now moving on to verse 13 of our text, we read, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. To refrain or abstain, to keep oneself in check, control oneself under provocation, and forgive one another. Give up all resentment against another, to cancel or to remit. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not your brother, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you your trespasses. So we are told in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6 and verses 14 and 15. So to be forgiven, we must forgive. And that is one of the things that we must put on, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Now, the final virtue that Paul mentions in this passage of Scripture is love. And the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, says, beginning with verse 4, charity, or love, suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, that is, believe all the truth, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. And without love, none of the other virtues that I have read about and have mentioned from these scriptures can last. I say without love, none of these other virtues can last. With it, others can be maintained. Now, together, these virtues display the character of Christ. If we put on these qualities, We will adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will be putting on the new man that we read about in verse 10 of Colossians 3. Now in verse 15, our text says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." We read in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And we read in Romans 14:17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." And then in Romans 12:18, we read, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." Peace is something that is lacking in many parts of the world today. But the gospel will bring peace to everyone who will receive it. Paul said in Romans 5:1-16, "For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." So the gospel is what brings peace to the soul and peace among fellow men. Again, Paul said in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And if we have peace with God, then we should have peace with one another. And we are to do this not only to our brothers and our sisters in the Lord, but we are to live at peace with all men. "As far as lies within you, live peaceably with all men." Now, in the 16th verse of our text, we read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." The word of God is given to us to live by. Jesus, in resisting the devil, as recorded in Matthew 4:4, said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And the apostle James tells us in James 1:22, that we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. The wise man Solomon wrote, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. And the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." The psalmist also said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So if we will put on the word of God, live it out in our lives, we will be able to please God, and we'll be able to live at peace with the saints of God and even with our enemies. We are told that we are to love everybody, even our enemies. And love never faileth. I read from 1 Corinthians 13. Now, the last verse of our text says, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." We are to live a life that glorifies God. Paul said, "Whether therefore you eat, or whether you drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. The footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. The word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. And if we will walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the latter part of this 17th verse, giving thanks to God. All our blessings come from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. And we're told, even when we go to the Lord in prayer, that we are to come with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, his name is to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word, and it is our desire to put on the word and live the gospel out in our lives. And we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has made them a blessing to our congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. Now, our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can listen to a previous broadcast if you'd like to hear it over, or if you've missed one. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our Sunday evening service begins at 7. Our web page address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Peace like a river.